Continuing on now, the verge of another great news day. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Wednesday, January the 15th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know here for hour number three. Number three, impeachment remains very unpopular with Michigan voters. This comes as Nancy Pelosi and her minions like Alyssa Slotkin, Dan Kildee, and Haley Stevens are preparing to send their slanted articles to the full Senate for consideration, probably today. Number two, Michigan Secretary of State Joycelyn Benson moving forward with a plan to offer Michigan drivers a choice other than male or female on a person's driver's license. Yes, you too can be non-binary. I think I'm going to do it. I think I'll do it just for sport, just to show how idiotic it is. And number one, Michigan takes the bold move of suing 17 companies for their role in creating PFAS contamination around the state. On the list of companies being targeted, 3M and DuPont. Because they are some of the companies that created the PFAS contamination, but the biggest contaminator of all, of course, most likely the United States military. And we began that ball rolling right here on this program. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you the way the genesis of how Governor Rick Snyder became so involved with the search for answers on PFAS. It was because of this program back on October the 19th, 2017, when Bob Delaney from the DEQ at the time, came on this program and said that he had done extensive research at Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda and had learned that the contamination there from aqueous firefighting foam had contaminated the nearby lake and the Ausable River, and that those contaminations had led to very serious health risks for those that lived there. And he said at the time that this is a bigger problem than we could ever afford. And he said the bigger problem was that the state of Michigan had buried it because he had put forth a report years earlier, discussing the threat of PFAS contamination, PFOS, PFOAs, forever chemicals, they're called. So this is the next step in that process, because what happened the very next day? Governor Snyder's administration went into emergency mode, created fast strike teams to go test water. It began the genesis of Michigan having its own labs to test water. It all started right here on this program, October 2017. And yes, I'll go ahead and toot our horn because we got it done. We made a difference here. And sometimes that's what it's all about, looking out for you, the consumer. And so I applaud the state for pursuing these companies. We'll see how much these companies really knew, what their involvement really was. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in Washtenaw County Circuit Court, and it's seeking to recover the cost of addressing the contamination at more than 70 sites around the state so far. That coming from Attorney General Dana Nessel and the Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Again, among the companies named in the suit, DuPont and 3M. DuPont and 3M are on the list of the companies being targeted. In every decade since the 1950s, these companies saw increasing evidence of the harm of PFAS and yet did nothing to stop it, so said Nessel. DuPont, as of yesterday, and I'm pulling a bit from the Detroit News here, did not receive Nessel's complaint but was extremely disappointed that they have taken this action, we believe, without merit, said a spokesman for DuPont. A company formed in 2017 by the merger of Midland-based Dow Chemical and then Delaware-based DuPont. It was Dow DuPont. Then they re-divided. The company's use of PFAS, for which it is trying to obtain an alternative, is a small fraction of the contaminant's global use. Here's what the spokesman for DuPont had to say, Daniel Turner. While fulfilling our remediation responsibilities continue to be a priority, we are and have always been committed to upholding the highest standards for the well-being of our employees, our customers, and the communities in which we operate, and we will vigorously defend our record of safety, health, and environmental stewardship. That coming from DuPont. 3M No comment as of yet. The cost of just assessing the depth and breadth of the issue in Michigan so far has cost $25 million a year. But that cost is expected to skyrocket. And again, you go back to Wurtsmith Air Force Base, where Bob Delaney did his work. You see, aqueous firefighting foam puts out aviation fuel fires quickly. It suffocates them. And so if you have a plane that hits the deck of an aircraft carrier and bursts into flames, you need that fire out right now. And this is the product that gets it done. The problem is, in the 1960s and 70s, they didn't realize that this would contaminate the groundwater, that it would lead to cancers and illness and problems with the reproductive organs of men and women. It's even been linked to autism. And there are ongoing studies now that PFAS contamination may be relevant in the dramatic increase of autism in the United States. Hasn't been not a direct connection there yet, but they're getting close. So as you look at what's happening here, it's a family of chemicals that can be dangerous if not contained and cleaned up properly. They have very specific uses. Like I say, putting out a fire on an aircraft carrier, very important. The problem with the use at Wurtsmith is they practiced with it all the time there. They would do drills, fire drills, using the foam and just leave it on the ground. And so therefore, massive amounts of it went into the water there. Went into the ground and then into the water, and it's still there. It's true of chroming operations at car manufacturing facilities. These chemicals are found in cooking pans, in pizza boxes, in your carpeting, in your clothing sometimes. These chemicals are everywhere. At least they used to be. People are trying to get away from them, but the problem and the damage may already have been done. Michigan in December was on the tail end of states filing lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies that contributed to the opioid epidemic. The state is third or fourth in the nation to file in regards to PFAS contamination, according to Dana Nessel. They will be a first-in situation. And if you go look at a map of PFAS contamination, you'll see that Michigan lights up like a Christmas tree. But the reason for that is Governor Snyder's attention to detail in reacting to this program when we had Bob Delaney here. They moved quickly, and they began testing more extensively. So the testing in Michigan has been far more extensive than it's been anywhere else. And so I commend Governor Snyder for getting that rolling. And I commend the governor now, Governor Whitmer, and her team for following through to look out for you and I and to take on water contamination and to try to get to the bottom of it. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems. By the way, if you want to make sure that that stuff isn't in your water, get a hold of Wolverine. They have systems to take PFAS out of your drinking water. And you can get a free water test today by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Wolverine Water Systems button. Michigan company since 1947. They are the premier water treatment company in Michigan. Go to Wolverine right now. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, get started. Find out. Peace of mind, my friends. Peace of mind. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There is one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you could also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer.
To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak
or embarrassed
or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
This message sponsored by OK To Say and MAB.